Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Knocking on Heaven's Door by physicist Lisa Randall is an accessible tour of how modern physics is built, tested, and connected to the wider culture of science. Rather than presenting the universe as a finished set of facts, the book emphasizes scientific thinking as an active process, asking sharp questions, building models, and checking ideas against evidence. Av Pidol. Randall uses contemporary themes such as particle physics, cosmology, and the search for new laws to show why some explanations are powerful while others remain speculative. A recurring focus is the boundary between what can be known with current tools and what remains uncertain, along with the practical reasons scientists care about that boundary. Along the way, the book clarifies how large experiments, mathematics, and collaboration shape progress, and why scientific standards differ from those in politics, ideology, or everyday opinion. The result is both a guide to key ideas in physics and a broader defense of rigor, skepticism, and intellectual honesty in modern life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, scientific thinking as a method, not a belief. A central theme is that science is defined by how it reaches conclusions. Randall highlights scientific thinking as a disciplined approach to uncertainty-forming hypotheses, identifying what evidence would support or refute them, and revising views when the data change. This framing helps readers separate scientific claims from statements that merely sound scientific. The book stresses that credibility comes from testability, transparency, and consistency with prior results, not from authority or popularity. It also clarifies why scientists often speak in probabilities, confidence levels, and error bars, which can feel unsatisfying but are essential for honest communication. Another key point is the difference between a model and reality. Models are useful approximations that capture patterns and make predictions, even when they omit details. This explains how physics can be reliable without claiming to be final. By focusing on method, the book equips readers to evaluate headlines about breakthroughs, controversies, and competing explanations. The broader takeaway is practical scientific habits of mind, such as careful reasoning, attention to evidence, and comfort with partial knowledge, are valuable well beyond physics in any domain where complex claims must be judged responsibly. Secondly, what particle physics reveals. About the building blocks of nature, Randall uses particle physics to illustrate how deep principles are inferred from indirect traces. Readers get a guided sense of how experiments probe matter at tiny scales, why high energies are needed, and how detectors translate collisions into interpretable signals. The narrative connects fundamental particles and forces to the broader goal of explaining why the world has the properties it does. It also shows how theoretical frameworks guide experimental searches, turning abstract mathematics into concrete predictions about what should appear in data. A major emphasis is on how scientific communities decide which ideas are worth pursuing. Particle physics has many plausible extensions, but limited resources require prioritization based on testability and explanatory power. The book also highlights how results can be ambiguous, requiring replication, statistical caution, and comparison against background noise. This topic demonstrates that progress is rarely a single dramatic moment. Instead, it is accumulated through improved instruments, refined analyses, and the gradual elimination of alternatives. By presenting particle physics as a case study in inference, the book helps readers appreciate both the ambition and the humility of the field scientists, aim to uncover the universe at its most fundamental level, while accepting that nature may be more subtle than any one proposal. Thirdly, cosmology, dark matter, and the limits of what we see. The book brings cosmology into focus as an arena where observation meets profound unknowns. Randall explains why the universe appears to contain far more than what telescopes directly detect, and how astronomers infer unseen components from gravitational effects and large-scale structure. Dark matter and related puzzles become examples of how scientists respond to mismatches between theory and observation. Either the matter content is incomplete, the physics is incomplete, or both. The discussion underscores that not knowing is not failure but a map of where discovery is most likely. Randall also emphasizes how multiple lines of evidence matter. A claim gains strength when it is supported by independent measurements that converge on the same conclusion. This approach helps readers understand why certain cosmological ideas are widely accepted, while others remain speculative. The topic also addresses the role of simulations, statistical surveys, and precision measurements in turning the universe into a laboratory. At the same time, the book acknowledges limitations. Some questions may be inaccessible for now because signals are weak, experiments are expensive, or alternatives are difficult to distinguish. The reader comes away with a sense of cosmology as a dynamic, evidence-driven field that blends imagination with strict constraints. Fourthly, theory, evidence, Porth, and the boundary between physics and speculation. Randall devotes significant attention to how the scientific community draws lines between promising theory and ungrounded speculation. She explores why elegant mathematics or appealing narratives are not enough on their own, and why theories must ultimately connect to measurable consequences. This topic clarifies the value and risk of theoretical work at the frontier. On one hand, advanced theory provides organizing principles, unifies disparate facts, and suggests where to look next. On the other hand, the further a theory moves from testable predictions, the harder it becomes to evaluate, and the easier it is for debate to drift into aesthetics or personal preference. The book highlights the importance of clear criteria, internal consistency, compatibility with known results, explanatory reach, and above all, falsifiability or at least strong empirical anchors. It also conveys how scientific disagreement can be productive when it is structured by shared standards. Readers learn why scientists can hold competing views while still respecting evidence and being willing to change their minds. The practical lesson extends to public discourse. When readers encounter grand claims about the universe, this framework helps them ask the right questions. What would count as evidence? What observations are relevant? And how does the claim perform against alternatives that already work well? Lastly, big science, collaboration, and how knowledge is actually produced. Modern physics often relies on large collaborations, expensive instruments, and long timelines, and Randall uses this reality to explain how knowledge is manufactured in practice. The book portrays discovery as a collective enterprise involving theorists, experimentalists, engineers, statisticians, and computing specialists. Readers see why peer review, conference debate, and independent cross-checks are not bureaucratic hurdles, but quality control mechanisms that protect results from mistakes and wishful thinking. This topic also explores the tension between openness and caution. Scientists want to share exciting findings, but premature announcements can mislead if uncertainties are not communicated. The book shows how statistical standards, replication, and careful interpretation help prevent false positives from becoming public myths. It also touches on how funding and institutional priorities shape what questions can be asked, which makes scientific judgment about feasibility and payoff especially important. By describing the sociology of research without reducing it to politics, Randall offers a realistic view of why science remains reliable even though scientists are human. The result is a deeper appreciation for the infrastructure of credibility, standardized methods, shared data practices, and a culture that ultimately rewards being right over being loud. In conclusion, this book is best suited for curious general readers, students considering STEM fields, and anyone who enjoys big questions but wants a grounded way to think about answers. It also benefits professionals outside science who regularly evaluate complex claims, from educators and journalists to policy-minded readers. The life benefit is not only learning about particles, cosmology, and modern research, but gaining a transferable toolkit for reasoning under uncertainty. Randall emphasizes how to weigh evidence, distinguish models from reality, and recognize when a claim is testable versus when it is mainly rhetorical. Those skills support better decisions in everyday contexts where data are incomplete and confidence is often overstated. Compared with many popular physics books that focus mainly on dazzling results, Knocking on Heaven's Door stands out for explaining the process that produces trustworthy knowledge. It connects frontier topics to the standards that keep physics anchored, showing why skepticism and imagination must work together. That combination makes it worth buying alongside more purely narrative or purely technical introductions. Readers get both an intellectual tour of modern physics and a practical guide to scientific literacy, helping them engage more confidently with science news and with debates about what we can know and how we know it. If you would like to support Lisa Randall, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.